Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You are now listening to the Soul Shine Podcast. This is the Soul Shine Podcast. Hello, hello, all of my Soul Shine Podcast listeners. Welcome back to season two. It has been a wonderful, wonderful season so far. I have had so many wonderful guests, and just like my previous episodes, I have a wonderful guest coming to me today and joining us on the podcast from North Carolina. But before I get into that, I want you to make sure that you like, share, and subscribe. And if you have not caught up, please go back and watch the rest of season two so that you can get caught up on to what we're talking about. In theme, we're going to keep talking about mental health, but today I have a special guest because up until now, I have only had my husband and my son as male guests on Soulshine. But today I have a wonderful male who is doing wonderful things in this world, and I am going to give his wonderful introduction. His name is Mr. Daryl Bigelow. Daryl is hailing from the Queen City, Charlotte, North Carolina. By day, he is diving into the world of health and wellness as an entrepreneur. Beyond that, the guy behind the camera capturing stories for small businesses and videographer. He has a knack for weaving, narrating, and bringing out the unique essence of every brand. What really gets him going, though, is building personal relationships and marketing personal brands. He believes in the power of genuine connections in helping individuals shine in their own light. Please help me, Soul Shine. Welcome, Mr. Daryl Bigelow. How are you, Daryl?
Hey, how are you?
Good. I feel like we're friends now. I think we're besties. We've talked a few times and the conversations have been so great. And I am just so thankful and appreciative of you taking the time today to join me in Soulshine.
Absolutely. It's a great time to be here. And what you're doing right now is definitely needed in our community. So I really appreciate you having me and taking the time out to talk to me.
Yes, thank you. I mean, you're doing some big things too. And we are definitely going to talk about all of that because you are definitely starting a walking vibe movement out there in North Carolina and even in other states. So I can't wait to get into it. Typically how we start off is we talk about an RIP, and it's something light. It doesn't have to necessarily be a person. It can be a thing. It can be something from your childhood. And so what is an RIP moment that you miss? What's something that you miss?
So when I was younger, my mother used to buy me these snacks, and these snacks called Dunkaroos. And Dunkaroos had a graham cracker, and then it had a mix of type of cream you can dip your graham cracker in. And they don't make those like they do back in the day. I had it recently, and I was just like, it's just not hitting like it used to be. So, RIP to the new manufacturer, because I don't know who it is now, but it's not the same. And RIP to like Dunkaroos when we had them, because I had them snacks on snacks on snacks.
I feel like our parents, my mom, we were known in our house like for having the snacks. My mom had all the snacks. Yeah. My friends would want to come over just because they knew we were the snack house. And it's funny because my mom is not. She's small. She's always been like thin and tall, almost like a model. And obviously, as she's getting older, she thinks she's gained weight, but I think she still looks very beautiful. But it's so funny because I told her, I was like, you know, when you get to a certain age, you can't eat those snacks like you used to eat those snacks. Sometimes I go in her room, and she gonna beat me for telling this on my podcast, but sometimes I go in her room and she got snacks like hidden behind her her clock. And I'm like, Mama, why are you hiding them? She says she's hiding them from the grandkids. So I think it's so funny because
I got caught. I wasn't supposed to eat. I still to this day love Oreos. And to this day, back in the day, I got caught eating Oreos. I wasn't supposed to eat in my room. I got caught eating Oreos in my room, and I wasn't supposed to do it. And I just had them in my drawer, like waking up on an Oreo off the wake up.
That's awesome. I love that. Just in the middle of the night going through eating Oreos.
Comes all through the damn bed. Like it's.
I think I'm pretty sure my son is the same way because sometimes when I go in his room, I find snack wrappers up in there. And I'm the same way. I'm like, you cannot eat in your room. And that just goes over because y'all do what y'all want to do. He still eats in his room. And I know it. It's almost like a running joke in the house now because then he has a little sister. So his little sister, of course, is like, look what I found, Mom. Yep. She's like, are you going to give him a pow-pow? I'm like, my son's 6'3". He's way more than me. He's taller than me. It's like, what am I doing at this point? But yes. Oh, well, RIP to the snacks. I definitely know that that is something that I still feel like there are certain things that we had when we were kids that they do not make them the same. I don't care what they say. The manufacturer either has been bought out or it has completely changed in an ingredient.
And you know what? I always thought like some of that stuff kind of like dies down, like Game Boys. Like the Game Boys that I wanted to have, like, it's not the same anymore. They done switched over to Switch now. You got two hands. You got to use it with two hands now. Like, what happened to the one hand? Like, you know what I mean?
Yes, yes. I know. I was watching my son play Fortnite, and I was just like, what happened to, like, Donkey Kong and Crash Bandicoot? Like, these games are different. Right. Yes, well, definitely RIP to that. I mean, we probably aging ourselves right now, and people are gonna listen to this and be like, well, how old are y'all? We're young, okay? That's
we're young. I'm we're still young. I ain't young. Like, I gotta go to bed at a certain time at this point.
Yes, my previous guest, we were RIP in our knees and our hips because they not the same no more. So, you know, we may have a youthful face, but baby, the age is definitely there.
A lot of time, I'm going disrespect.
Right. Well, Daryl, you and I have talked before, and I just am in awe of what you're doing and what you're continuing to do in the mental health space. And so let my audience, you know a little bit about your story and what your mental health journey has been.
Yeah, absolutely. So I come from Connecticut. I was born up there. I wasn't raised up there, but I was born in Connecticut and I'm the only child. So the whole time I'm in Connecticut, I did not have a good self-confidence. So I'm getting my Game Boy stolen. I'm getting my basketball stolen. I didn't live in the good part of Connecticut. I was live Norwalk, Connecticut, and I was getting everything stolen. I was getting into fights all the time. And the only person to actually build my confidence and just to make sure I can go another day was my mother. And she just kept instilling confidence in me, telling me, it's just temporary. We're going to get out of this. It's just, you know, just a season. You know, she's going up to the schools, but she's working two or three jobs, so she can't do everything. So I had to learn to get my self-confidence up and make sure that, you know, I'm able to not see, like, have a bully coming up to me and, like, see me automatically start crying. I'm just, like, standing up for myself. And so that's really where it came off from. A walking vibe pretty much came from a need at this point. I see myself was at a 9-to-5 And, you know, you're doing your regular 9-to-5 and it's just like, what am I doing here? Like, so I ended up going into a stairwell and breaking down, praying to God. And it's like, God, please send me a sign. This is just not who I am. You know, I'm bringing my laptop at the work and I'm getting that tap on, you know, you get that tap on that shoulder, like, I need you to log off. So I'm having conversations with my manager. I ended up going to the stairwell after I started breaking down in the stairwell crying. I leave the stairwell and tell my boss, this is my last time I'm going to be here. I'm not coming tomorrow. I'm not coming the next day. And I'm not coming ever again. No backup plan. just gone. So I'm like, what the hell did I just do? So walking to the car, just trying to figure out, like, what's the next move? And I ended up just thinking about my childhood, ended up thinking about, like, what happened? How did I lead up to this? And I came up with a conclusion on how much my mother meant to me and how much I need to pay forward on what she did. So it was more about empowering women, right? So I'm like, all right, I got something. Empowering women. And it's still, to this day, empowering women. That go into yoga apparel. So I just came up with, let's just say, a walking vibe. This is like a positive way to empower yourself, to live freely in a holistic way, and to understand, like, your vibe is different than someone else's, but it's just a walking vibe. Who you are is who you are. It's just positive energy all around you. No negative energy can break that force field. And that's where it would happen with that. We started selling yoga clothes, and then it was like, yoga clothes is not enough for me. I need connectivity. So connectivity ended going into yoga classes, doing fitness events. And I was like, okay, well, let's branch a little bit wider. So I was like, let me see if my school can, like, connect with me. So we ended up going to Winston-Salem State, which is my alma mater and one of the best schools in the university. That's the thing. And we started connecting with Winston-Salem State. Winston-Salem State turned into 7 other schools that's ready to go now.
That's amazing. I think the premise of remembering your journey and then, like you said, paying it forward is such an impactful way. And a lot of times when we are in the midst of something, we forget the why. But when we have a strong connection to the why, even on those hard days, because I'm sure that, you know, there was times where it was like, what am I doing? I didn't left my job. I don't have a backup plan. This has to work. So there is that level of, I don't want to say desperation, but need, right? Like, this can't fail because I don't have a backup plan. Yeah. Yeah. And I think oftentimes we forget about who's ultimately in control. And when we just really step out on faith and allow God to do what he does, it turns out so much better than we could have tried to prepare it and package it up. Mm-hmm. So that's amazing. I'm like a walking vibe. I think the name in itself is just like, it can resonate with anybody. Like, you hear that and you're like, okay, yeah. I like to walk, because I mean, a lot of people, when you think about fitness, they're not really wanting to do. I mean, we live in America. People are, I'll be the first one to say, running is not my thing. I don't want to run. I can do some yoga. I'll do some walking.
Like, as far as sprinting, like, we just said these knees bad now. Like, these
right. Knees,
I can do a quick little job, but like running sprint, yeah, I mean, hey, Zoe.
No, like you said, the walking vibe, that can go across the board for anybody. Like, I'm sure it started for women, but I bet you saw men kind of turning up too. Yep. And showing up to these events.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's where it would have happened. Like, I started, like, doing my first event, started doing yoga. And no, I knew that a lot of guys wasn't going to do yoga. And that's why I meant to have it, is just that, to start with support with women, because I needed to be around women. But then guys started just showing up to yoga. I was like, okay, well, we can get more guys to come in here. So that turned into, all right, I'm doing a lot of yoga events. Let me show love to my brothers. Let's show me to a fella. So, that kicked off our Look Good, Heal Good, events for more majority for men. For men not to be like that alpha male, I got this, or show some vulnerability. Like, you can cry. Men have emotions. We're human beings. You don't have to be that tough skin. You don't have to be that provider all the time. So we held an event. It's called Look Good, Heal Good. And we just made sure that we had a safe space for them to talk about their vulnerabilities, talk about the social stigma that, you know, we have for men. And not only that, the feel good part is we had barbers there. We had massage therapists there. I had a DJ there. You know, I like to, you know, turn up. You know what I'm saying? So we had all those elements for men to feel relaxed and feel in a safe space. Some and I got some real good feedback from some of the transgenders there as well. They gave us a safe space to be like, hey, I don't feel welcome. I think one of the questions is like, I don't feel, how do I find my community? And it's like, well, you find your community with like-minded individuals who are in your community. You find that community where you're going to these places, you're going to spaces like this to find someone who can resonate with you and not be judged. So I think that's one of the real reasons on having that safe space. And people talk about, we don't have a spot to do it. Well, we have spaces like this, but not the masses show up, but they're here. You just got to make sure that when you see things like this, is you turn to tell people and you share it and like and stuff like that.
I completely agree. When I started really putting myself out there with the podcast and even just the mental health in general, the first thing or what I would say majority of the time is like, there's no community, there's no resources, there's no this. And then I started to plug myself into like what was going on in my community and the resources. And I started to realize like, wait a minute, there are places, there are resources. Mm-hmm. There's not a lot of awareness. And so my why and my mission has kind of changed because I was on a crusade to create and almost like recreate some things that are already there. And so now it's more about collaboration and partnerships because I realized that there are so many people in the same space as me trying to do and say the same things that if we get together, I mean, that's a force, that's a movement in itself. And so I definitely love that you talked about men and as well as the transgenders and just getting that feedback, because I feel like sometimes men aren't naturally expressive with their emotions and it's not, especially as Black men and women, it is not well received for men to be vulnerable, right? Like there is this alpha presence that have to happen. And with that, it sometimes make men not have a safe space to say that I'm not okay. I need to cry. I need to, you know, I need to be whatever. And it's almost like, because I can't cry, I then become angry.
Yeah. And they bottle those emotions and it comes out as physical abuse. It comes out as verbal abuse. It comes out in their workload. And they ended up like, sometimes it ended up death. Like they just couldn't, they bottled it up so much. You don't even know, you know, what's going on. I mean, I'm pretty sure I'm not the only one. I've been in relationships. It's like, oh, you're just, you don't open up. You're not more, you don't open up a lot. So either they need to see therapists. They need to talk to someone. Like if it's, even if it's their dog, just say it all out. Like, you know, don't hold it in. And I think that's where we need to find out like what is the real reasoning on if it's childhood trauma that they're going through, if it's something that they just can't express, that they feel like they're going to feel judged. You know, there's nothing new underneath the sun. We know how people work and kind of know how people work as far as things. But if we don't know, we don't know. And I think that's why we hold men to a higher extent, because they're supposed to love, protect that house. But they can't protect the house if they can't always protect in their feelings. So and I think that's just an outlet for them to talk about. And is this really needed?
I agree. I see it with my son. And I love that you mentioned your mom and the relationship you have with her and having that safe space to talk to her. I think it definitely starts in your home and having and creating that environment to say, it's okay to not be okay. One of the things that I've told my son repeatedly is that I understand what it's like to be Black in America. And I also understand what it's like to be a Black woman. And some of the things that I struggle with are not going to be your struggles. You are going to have different struggles. And unfortunately, I'm sorry. I hate that this is the fact of the matter, but it is. And one thing you have to do is learn to say that you're not okay. And then take it a step further, like you said, actually go and seek help, because there's nothing wrong with saying, I need help. If you are sick, you break a bone, you're going to go to the doctor. And so my biggest thing when it comes to any type of mental health, any type of advocacy, is reminding people that we are quick to call the doctor if we get an itchy throat. Okay. If something go wrong or something's off, we're going to call a doctor, set up an appointment, and we need to treat our mental health the same way. There is nothing wrong with having a therapist on deck, and there's nothing wrong with needing medication. I had someone reach out to me and say, oh, so you're promoting the use of medication. And I said, no, I'm promoting the use of, if you need help, you seek it. And if there is ailments that you need to take medication for, then absolutely take the medication. But some people have diagnoses that requires them to take medication. And I don't think people should be shamed by that.
Yeah, they shouldn't. They shouldn't. I mean, if it's going to help them live better, I mean, it's just natural sometimes. I mean, my mom was just telling me, she just came from a funeral. She said that lady lived to be 106 years old. No medication. And that's super rare. Super rare. But, yeah. You know, just taking care of your body, and sometimes it's just the things that you eat, some things that you know that you got a salad in the fridge. Why are you going to McDonald's? This is like small stuff. Like, you know, you got apples and don't kill them. Don't kill that. In my case, don't kill them Oreos. But, you know, that's just small things. And then just figuring out, like, you know, just thinking about stuff that's over the time of your life. Like, you could have did this better. Like, you could have did this better. So, I think medication is definitely needed in different circumstances.
Yes, I agree. How do you feel since now that you have this brand that is catered to and is around, you know, mental health and just getting healthier, not just mentally, but physically? How do you feel that's created and changed, like, your mental space and your environment?
I feel like the areas that I needed help in is definitely working. The areas as far as my mental health, I find my way of taking just a job. I'll be on this laptop all day. So just cutting the laptop, just closing it and putting them AirPods in and just zoning out, walking. And, you know, sometimes I try not to drink as much, but, just a glass of wine every now and then. Not advocating for any type of that, but just trying to find ways to work out. I try to work out daily. And it takes your mind off of it. A hobby, I play basketball. So just finding ways to take your mind off of what's actually on task on hand. I think my mental is definitely where it's a journey. It's a journey. I'm not saying it's super best. I'm not saying it's super bad, but, it's a journey. And, you know, finding those ways of getting therapists and finding ways to cope and just having to talk with someone, calling someone that you haven't talked to in forever. That helps me and get inspiration and it feeds the beast. It feeds, you know, me, it feeds, you know, the business and just understanding people's different lives paths and connecting them with resources. That's really my thing, is connecting them with resources to get them to feel better. And I think my mom did a really good job in helping me with that, and just making sure that, you know, you're not on this planet forever. So why not make an impact while you're here and impact someone's life?
Yes, I completely agree. One thing that I have been telling people, I'm like, I feel like our purpose, like one of the purposes of our lives, is to leave this world in a better place than when we came. That is, and that looks different for everybody. But I do feel like that is our purpose. And that's a very large purpose, like you said, is leaving an imprint, leaving an impact in a positive way. Right. And so that people after us can continue to develop and grow.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think that's the daily thing. Like, you don't want to wake up. Yes. You don't feel like you did anything different less yesterday. So make an impact today. Like 1%. I was reading something the other day. It's like, just make 1% of what you did yesterday. Like, just do one more, push-up or one more mile or one more email. Just do 1% more. And I think that gives you that inspiration to, okay, I can do one more. I can do another one. Like, just doing them in reps, just chipping off of that block and just doing one more. It increases your productivity, but also increases your health. And, you know, just making sure that you're feeling good, but just live a little bit better. That's all it is.
Yes. I mean, because we all can't live to 106, but we sure can try. You know, the thing about it, living that long, I always am like, if I live that long, if God allows me to live that long, I want to still have my wits about me, right? Like, I still want to be witty. It's okay if my body isn't able to do, but I still want to be having this mind. I still want to be able to talk to people and know what's happening and talk like I talk and act like I act, which I don't know if that's good or bad, but I'm sure at 106, I want to still be raising havoc out here, like calling my kids and telling them what I need them to do, knowing that they probably can't do because they're old too. Right. Just talking to them. So I was able to look at an article, and in the article, it said that in the United States, males make up nearly 80% of all deaths by suicides. The CDC says that males die by suicides 4 times more often than females, and that mental health professionals diagnose depression more often in women than in men. And that at the same time, the organization added that 6 million American men experience symptoms of depression annually, and most of them go undiagnosed. What do you feel about that?
Sad. It's sad. I think it's just the way that they... Men, like I said earlier, bottling up emotions. I did read that in relationships, 80% of men, like they benefit more in the relationship than women. Women are connectors. So they don't feel that same way. Women don't feel the same way that they feel about the men, how men feel about the women. But as far as the suicide rates, I just feel like there needs to be a change, and the change just starts with yourself. The change starts with recognizing the habits that you're going through, and understand that there are resources out here for you to have help. I don't think that's a good way to go out. You know, if you have shelter or you have food, if you ate today, if you have a roof over your head, that's just enough to make it through the next day. Sometimes it's not. Sometimes the people going through too much that they can't bear. But at the end of the day, you have God on your side, and He's bringing you through this, and He's going to show you the way. You just need to have faith and understanding that there's always help. There's always hope. So
yeah,
those numbers are sad, and it's just things that we have to change, and hopefully we can find that change. And I'm not saying I'm the the leader of it, but if it starts with someone, we can. You don't know how many lives you can impact just having a conversation with someone, just to be like, you know, how are you doing today? Like, damn me, like, how are you? Like,
yeah,
don't just give me the I'm good. Like, I want that honest stuff. So.
I agree with you. I think you are doing it. You're leading by example for sure. And as a Black male talking about mental health and creating, because what I find happens a lot of times is that we can talk, but now you're not even just talking about it, but then you're offering a solution, right? And so that's so much more impactful than just saying, you should go talk to a therapist, right? Like, okay, cool. That's cool. Probably won't, but.
I'm going to give you the black male's therapist. I'm going to give you the black woman's therapist. We're going to connect you with this person. Okay, I need you to do this. And it's just telling them and not providing resources is like someone giving me advice about something that they never did. Like, that don't make sense. So why, if I can give you that access and I can show you these things and all right, so how you feeling today? Give them a checkup call. Hey man, let's go out and have a drink, or let's go and have a meal together. Like, food is probably one of the best ways to cure any medicine in my, so even if it's, you know, something small, a grace of gratitude and just trying to check up that one, like, you don't know what people are going through, and, you know, having that checkup and be like, hey man, I appreciate that. I appreciate that time that you talked to me about this. I appreciate it, because you don't know what I was going through. I was literally about to kill myself. So now it's going to make me, you know, reassure myself that I can go through the next day. And like I said, people need that love. I mean, we don't show enough love out here. So I know Diddy going through his thing, but he show love. He show love whenever he was not doing whatever he needed to do. But love is what we need. Mary J said it the best.
Yeah. But I mean, it is. I think one act of kindness, one act of gratitude. One thing that I always tell people is, don't ask me how I'm doing if you really don't want to know. I mean, I have lost some really significant people to me in pretty like back to back. And so a lot of times people would ask me and I would be like, I'm not good. And then the follow up would be like, oh my God, I wasn't expecting you to say that, because we so casually say, how are you doing, with no real intentions of like really caring how somebody's doing. It's just a formality, like, oh, I'm just, you know, like a high, like a wave. And so I'm very conscientious of when I tell someone like, how you doing? I want to know how you doing. Yeah. If they tell me, oh, I'm good. No. I can, your body language, your words are saying you're good, but your body is telling me you're not good. You want to talk about it? And then really, you know, talk about it. And they're always taken back, like, oh my God, yes, I want to talk about it. And you know, and they unload. But I think that we get so busy in this world, in this chaoticness of our life, that we just, you know, we say, hi, oh, hi, how you doing? And when somebody says something other than okay, then it's like, oh, wait a minute, I wasn't ready for you to tell me that.
Yeah. I got so good to recognize someone saying I'm good. I got it even through text. I was like, hey, how are you? And it said, I'm okay. How are you doing? I said, let's reel that back. Like, I feel like something is not hitting where it is. So I was like, so whatever it is, I'm here to talk about it whenever you're ready. Cause I recognize those signs and I think that's what I need to start implying into the programs that I'm working about, of trying to recognize someone who's not feeling up to, not really up to beat, but like finding like they're going through a mental health episode. And I think, yeah. I think it's called EAP. Don't get me wrong. I think it is called EAP, but it's just having those signs of finding out someone's not going through a good mental health episode. And not saying that they, coaching them to be happy all the time, but just coaching them to be like, you ain't going off the, okay, all right. So that's really what where it is. And I think there's coaching them, and I think there's a world in that space where that can be, that can help someone in a whole different space. So.
Yes, I'm actually working on becoming a life coach. So I don't know if I told you, but I'm in school to get my doctorate in nursing and to become a psych nurse practitioner. So at some point I'll be able to prescribe medicine, give counseling. But in the meantime, I have so many people call me and they ask me stuff, and they, you know, I feel like I'm a safe space. And because I'm such a like mental health advocate. So I said, you know what, I'm going to go ahead, 2024, I'm going to start life coaching, you know, and I like to think of it more as like a Christian life coach, because there's definitely going to be some faith-based elements, but I want people to have, because unfortunately, a lot of people can't afford a therapist. Insurance covers it, but then, you know, their job, like the EAP, they have certain, but those are only so many sessions. And so I want to make it affordable so that someone has a safe space. And obviously, I'm trying to know that if someone needs, a licensed professional, then I can put them in contact with that. But I think that you're absolutely right. Having that safe space, knowing that it's safe, and just checking in on people is definitely the way that we should and how every human being should. Like, that's just an act of kindness.
Right.
What would you like to leave my Soul Shine podcast listeners with? What's some tools or words of advice?
Words of advice I would say is protect your energy, and making sure that you live a life as beautiful as you want it and continue to be a walking vibe.
I like that. Well, I am so thankful and grateful that you took the time today to come and talk to me, share your story, share what you have coming up. I think you are doing an amazing thing. I cannot wait for us to do some things here in Texas and partner together. And like you said, it's a walking vibe, y'all. And y'all know that if it's not a lesson, it's a blessing. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'll see y'all next week.
This is the Soul Shine Podcast. And remember, if it's not a lesson, it's a blessing.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.